listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a time when the psalmist was almost at an end. I'm going to read to you from Psalm 119, verses 87 and 88, where we read this. They almost made an end of me on earth, but I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindness, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. From time to time, we hear of people who have near-death experiences. We might say that the psalmist here in Psalm 119 had his own near-death experience because he wrote, "They almost made an end of me on earth." In this section of Psalm 119, he cried out unto God about his enemies, those who wished the worst for him. Yet, notice his determination. He said, "They almost made an end of me on earth, but I did not forsake your precepts." The point is emphasized through the use of repetition. Nothing would make the psalmist forsake God's word. He would cling to it in good times and in bad times. There are many things that may cause a person to forsake the word of God in some way. It could be because of sinful compromise. Or it could be because of intellectual arrogance. It could come from mocking or persecution or a coldness of heart. Worldly distractions can make us forsake God's word. A love of material things or busyness that is either chosen or allowed. All of these things can make us forsake God's word in some way. Many of us know the reality of most or all of these things. Yet here, the psalmist was almost dead. Remember what he said, "They almost made an end of me on earth," yet he would not forsake the word of God. There is gold in that word, almost. It reminds us that though our foes, especially our spiritual adversaries, though they may press for our destruction, God will preserve us. The Lord allows us to be attacked, yet at the same time, he sets a limit to the success of the attackers. Almost is a word of God's gracious protection. Then the psalmist continued. He wrote, "Revive me according to your loving kindness." He looked to God for a new life, for true revival. At the same time, he knew that this was not deserved even by someone as love with God's word as he was. Instead, he prayed, "Revive me according to your loving kindness." He didn't say, "Revive me according to my love for your word." He said, "No, revive me according to your loving kindness." This was not according to what he deserved or what he had earned. The psalmist spoke freely about his great love for God and his word. Yet his trust was in the goodness, the grace, and the loving kindness of God. His trust was not in his own love for God and his word. He then stated why he wanted this revived life. He said, "So that I may keep the testimony of your mouth." Here, the psalmist understood the purpose of a revived spirit within him. It wasn't merely to enjoy a season of spiritual excitement. It was for a more faithful, obedient walk with God. Many people look to revival as only a time of heightened spiritual excitement, which has little purpose other than to give people a sense of blessing and thrills. This mistaken idea of revival hinders the work of true revival. So today, ask God for revival. But don't ask for it because you deserve it. Ask for it because you don't deserve it. Ask God for revival so that you can better keep his word and bring him glory. And you can ask him for that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.